Let's bring in Beaver Dam head girls soccer coach Brandi Paredes. Coach, get ready for Cambridge after that big win last week over Wayland. Just talk about where your team's at right now.
Yeah, we came out very confidently. Practice went okay. We focused on our finishing, our attacking, which is something that we struggled with at our last game. So I'm hoping to go in and get a good result for that.
Coach, you've been here a couple of years now. Do you feel like that that your team is kind of trying to figure out your systems and what you're looking for and you expect from your players?
I think so. I think they're starting to follow the philosophy I put in place. The big problem we had is we lost a lot of good players last year, so it's a lot of filling in that we have to do. So it's a lot of adjusting of a new formation, new tactics. We don't have as many defenders as we did, so we have to switch things up a little bit.
Let's start with talking about your keeper. You got a pretty good one in Emily Beal, don't you?
Yes, yeah. So right now I think she's sitting in the high 40s already for saves, and she's looking to try and get first team all conference this year, so she's working really hard on the off season and during practice.
You mentioned changing up your defensive alignment a little bit. Can I talk about who's on D and who's on that back line for you?
Yeah, so we have a lot of faith in Brooklyn. She's kind of the one running the show. And same with Alex. And Jalen and Olivia have been fighting for that other spot. But, you know, Jalen's kind of pulling ahead a little bit. She's just, you know, dedicated, working really hard. And I just think Olivia's not totally used to the three back right off the bat. So we're trying to get her used to it.
Gotcha. How about the midfield this year for the Golden Beavers?
That's where we struggled. We lost a lot of good players in there. So we're having Shea really fit into that. But she also likes to go up, so we're trying to do a quick rotation around, and you know we're relying a lot on our sophomores or our juniors, so it's a very young class back there.
How about up front on the attack?
Well, we finally got one of our big strikers back this year, so she's going to be our caliber player. We just got to find her foot.
Coaches, the expectations, I mean, for this year, obviously every year you've built a little bit more, I think, this year. And do you feel like you see where your team is on the move, where you're going to be able to move yourself up the standings in the league?
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, we just got to find a little bit more of a settle with this conference. It continues to change.
Yeah.
So it's one moment we have smaller teams. Next moment we're playing against Oregon, who we haven't played in, I don't even know, since I've been there. So it's a little more complicated in the sense of Badger Conference continuously changes. So I'm trying to fit more of the district game roles in now and trying to find district teams to play just to get our name out there and stop being such a low seed.
Do you know anything about Cambridge Deerfield? You know they're still looking for their first win this year?
No, but I obviously have watched videos. I've done research on them. But I don't know a lot about them. I know of the AD there. She was a former Madison College alum too, so just kind of was able to figure that out and just get a game in.
So what's it going to take to get a W on Monday afternoon?
Finish. We have to finish on net. That's our big issue.
Coach Brandi Paredes, thanks for the time and good luck.
Thank you.